Okay, here we go, y'all. Let's get this thing underway. All right. 1 second. Yeah, here we go. All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back to another live CB99 Talks, episode 96. Hey. Back with a live one this time, man. Because fight night is tomorrow. So yeah, let's get this conversation on. I'm gonna talk about this fight tomorrow. We don't have a great deal of WMMA fights. We only have the main event and one on the prelims, right? So yeah, let's talk about this fight. I mean, I haven't been on too much talking about the fight. You know, I've been discussing it here and there, but I've just been busy. So I said, let me go ahead and drop this live and we can talk about it. Because let's see, first off, on the early prelims, 6 o'clock, we got Jocelyn Edwards and Jin Yong Kim. And then we got, let's see, the main event, Juliana Pena and Amanda Nunes, man. So yeah, man, let's get into this talk here. First off, I have to say, you know, it don't seem like many people are liking this fight as far as like main event, but I ain't gonna lie, I like it, man. I mean, what's not to like? I mean, the first fight had a lot of action, right? I mean, it was the biggest upset in WMMA history to date. So, I mean, to me, what's not to like about the fight? I thought the first fight was good. It delivered. It wasn't boring. It was action. Juliana Pena, she delivered what she said she was going to do. So to me, it wasn't boring. I enjoyed it. But it just seems like a lot of the casual fans, you know, they're kind of going in saying that this ain't a good main event. They don't like this card. As far as like a well-rounded card, let me see. We got Derek Lewis and Pavlovich on here. Marino in France, their rematch. And then you got Magomed on this card against Anthony Smith. The Rockhold and Costa fight that got canceled. So as far as a pay-per-view, it might not seem like the best, but it's got some good fights up here. It's got some good fights on here. I mean, I don't agree with the increase in price on pay-per-view. I mean, they're going to lose a customer here pretty soon. It's just that, you know, I've been into watching these fights and trying to not deal with all the hiccups when I'm streaming, but they about to lose somebody, man. They keep on increasing these prices for real. But anyways, man, yeah, I went back and watched the first fight again, you know, Pena Nunes. Because like I said, it was a good fight. It was a good bantamweight fight. Probably one of the best bantamweight fights in a while. You know, we've been talking about the bantamweight division being lackluster, but they delivered. You know, Pena has been delivering. I can't knock her. You know, she has been bringing some light back to the division with her mic skills, right? Marcus and James G, what's going on, y'all? You know, she has been bringing some light to the division. And I mean, with her winning, it was kind of a good thing because I think a lot of people were getting tired of Amanda Nunes as the champion. You know, some people don't think she really got the mic skills. You know, Pena's got the mic skills. So seeing the belt in the different hands kind of brought a new fire to the division. So I liked it. Like I said, I enjoyed the first fight. Watching them interact on the Tough House. Yeah, let me talk about that real quick. The Tough House didn't really deliver as far as like drama. I know I'm a person that don't really care about crazy antics and gossip and ignorant stuff, but they could have done with a little bit of tension in the house. You know, they could have done with some tension in here. Like, we needed to see more Nunes and Pena, like, interacting, or they should have been putting them together somehow where they would have to, where they would just have to kind of interact and like vibe off of each other just to see what type of energy Amanda's carrying right now. Cause you still got to build up a fight. you know, you still have to build up a fight. Like, you ain't got to act stupid in there, but you still have to go in there and like really, really seal this fight. And, you know, Pena doesn't get to act, you know, she doesn't get to act ignorant. She doesn't get physical, but they still had to build this thing up. You know, she will build it up with a mic skill. So my thing is like, they should have did more with that in the Tough House. Maybe that's why a lot of people don't really want to see this fight outside of me and, you know, some of y'all, of course, the hardcore fans. Like, I'm looking forward to it. It's got me going, you know. It's just one of them things, man. Like, you know, I'm a fight fan, so don't take a great deal to get me excited when it comes down to, you know, a former champion trying to get a belt back. Like, there's some energy here, you know. Marvin said, yeah, I'm live, man. I'm live. Yeah. Pena, she definitely proved herself as a warrior. You know, she talks the talk, she walks the walk. I mean, everything she's saying is either upsetting people or they either like it, they don't. And to me, it's like, hey, you take it or leave it. Like, make up your mind. Like, people can't stand a boring person, but the minute Pena start talking, it's like, oh, I want her to shut up. It's like, man, be quiet. You know, be quiet. She's the fighter. You sit in front of the TV screen, just be quiet. You know what I mean? Enjoy what she's doing. And that's my thing. Like, I didn't pick her to win the first fight, but I love the energy she was bringing. You know, I love the energy she was bringing. You know, she was making Amanda get uncomfortable. Just the little things she says here and there. That's what the game needs. As far as Amanda go, I ain't making no excuses for her. You know, I picked her to win 70-30. I mean, look at the resume. I had a lot to go on. I had a strong argument. You know, you got Pena, who's reckless, but good. Nunes, you know, she's the long reigning champion. How could I not? Right? How can I not pick her? But it came down to the styles. The styles played into Pena's favor. She got it done the first time. I watched it again. Ain't no fix in that fight. I mean, was it really a fix? While I'm talking, answer that question. Y'all answer that question. Was it really a fix in that fight? Do y'all really think that fight was fixed? Yes or no? I mean, why would Amanda give it up like that? Why would they not, you know, why would she set it up for herself to lose the belt like that? I mean, if she was going to lose it any fashion, it's because she just wasn't ready, or she underestimated Pena and then she just quit. You know, she just had her will broken like she did back in 2014 against Catanzaro, right? So I don't see the fix. I mean, I've seen fixes in boxing. Is somebody who's been around like and seen the fix? Yeah, I know a fix, but this didn't look like no fix. This looked like somebody who just got broken. And that's a big part of this fight, man. Like, that makes it hard for me to pick. Like, for one, if Amanda got broken that easy the first time, would she get broken like that the next time? And then you gotta look at Pena. Like, Pena may have the style, but man, she's reckless. Like, she is reckless. But will Nunes be able to capitalize like GDR did in Valentina? I don't know. But yeah, outside of the Tough House, I haven't really heard too many people talking about it. You know, just here and there. You know, some people that like to watch the UFC asked me about it. Who do I think gonna win this fight? I'm like, I don't know. It's 50-50 now. You know, Pena did a good job of evening up the odds last time out. Because, yeah, style-wise, Pena does have it. You know, that it that can kind of break Amanda. And like I said, Amanda can be broken. You know, Pena, I haven't seen her broken in any fights. I was telling BJ that the other night on his stream. I never seen Pena broken, even like against, you know, Shevchenko, GDR, none of them broke her. They just stopped her. They just finished her, you know? So 50-50 right now. Looked at the weigh-in, you know, got the pictures up here. For some reason, I had Pena's weight right on the dot. You know, she waited till the last minute to come out. She was the last one that did her weight. For some reason, when I saw her come out and I was looking at her arms, I was like, dang, she won 34. boom, she get on the scale 134. I knew Amanda would come in at 135 on the dot, because, you know, she ain't trying to go no lower than 135, or she'll go 136 if she have to. But looking at the eyes here, you know, Pena looks good, ripped. She looks the part. Amanda Nunes, she looks better than she did last way out to me. You know, just looking at her eyes right now, she don't really look drained. What about y'all? She look kind of drained, y'all? Not really, right? I mean, physically, she really is trimmed down, but I really don't see it in Nunes's eyes here. Nah. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it. I think she looks good. With her making weight, no excuses. She looks fine. Pena looks fine. I think we got an even fight here. Looking back at this fight and watching a few fights, let me see. Let me do a little keys to victory for both fighters. Make sure y'all hit that like button too. I'm just trying to get through a lot of this. I'm going to do some talking with the chat here in a minute. I'm just trying to get off my thoughts here, because I've been holding out. Some of y'all been asking me, so I said I'm going to get on here and do it. Yeah, hit that like button though. All right, for Pena. No, I'm going to start with the challenge. Let's start with Amanda. All right, I'm going to start with Amanda's keys to victory. All right, somebody asked me, how is Amanda going to beat Pena this time? Well, number one, Nunes needs to be destructive like she was in that first round. Like, the moments that she's had, that she was having, Nunes has to be destructive. I mean, she has damaging power. She has damaging power. She delivers damaging blows. So she needs to commit and be smart with her striking this time. And I say smart, but also patient, because you got to remember, you're dealing with Pena. Like, Pena is not going to show intimidation. She's not going to show when she's hurt. Physically, the eyes going to swell. You can't help that. But Pena's going to keep coming. She said it herself in the interview. She said she's a wall. You got to tear her down. You know, she's going to take your best shots. So for Nunes, she just got to commit to the striking like she did in the first round. You know, you can't just go in there and expect somebody to go down off of one shot. And if they don't, you can't get frustrated. Like, go back and look at the leg kicks. They were so effective, you know. Number one, that round number one, that first leg kick that landed dropped her. You know, and then she was just, you know, consistently landing those shots, smacking shots. And then she, I think it was, a kick to the body dropped in Pena for a second time in the first round. But then she just got pulled into a grappling match. I was like, what are you doing? You know, she evened the fight up too much. Like, Nunes' whole game plan should have just been, you know, smart striking, chop my opponent down, and let her fall. You know, don't worry about trying to, you know, draw this thing into a punch for punch type of match. Yeah, so I'd say, you know, just be damaging, destructive with her strikes. Pena leans heavy on her lead foot. You know, she's very flat footed. So it's right there. You know, the calf is right there to be torn. You know, so if she just chews that lead leg up in the first round, it mixes her kicks up. Excuse me, not her kicks, but mixes her punches in. She'll do a lot of damage. And she has to expect to do that round after round. That's why I say leg kicks, appreciate her power more and be patient. You know, that's like a third thing. You got to be patient, you know, throughout the fight, because Pena's not going to go down just like that. You know, you just keep beating her until either the referee stops it or till her chin finally gives out. But you just can't keep swinging for the fences and then want to see her like back up, because Pena's not going to back up. You know, so number one, it's just like, you have to be patient in this type of fight, you know. And she hadn't seen this type of style in a long time. I don't think, it's been a minute since she had somebody relentless coming at her. You know, everybody else, They just fall to her power and that's it, right? So it's got to be on Nunes to be patient throughout the fight. You know, kicks, punches have to be mixed up and they have to be straight. Everybody's looking for that right hand. You know, everybody's looking for it now. Pena was talking about the right hand. She was like, oh, yeah, we're going to walk right into it. But at the same time, they took it away with the jab. So, you know, head movement is a big part of Nunes' game in this one. She has to move her head, you know, because Pena's jab, I was going to post a video. You know, I snipped a little clip out of the first fight. Pena hit her with like five doggone jabs in a row. She ain't even move her head. Like, she just kept her head on the line and just kept getting smack over and over with a jab. You know, so I was like, what are you doing? You know? So head movement is a big part. To me, be prepared to make the fight boring. I said, you got to be prepared to make the fight boring, man, because slowing it down is going to be how Nunes wins this fight. Just like she was able to edge out Valentina Shevchenko, she's going to have to slow it down here so she can keep her gas tank. You know, you don't want to really take this fight to the ground, to me. Like, unless Pena initiates takedowns, that's where Nunes can find her opening. Like, I don't think Nunes should look for a takedown really in this fight. I don't think she needs it. If Pena's actually going to take her down, that's when she can look for the opens. Because, yeah, Nunes is a good submission artist. You know, she can find them submissions. You know, she can find the neck. She can find whatever. You know, she's a good submission. She's a good finisher, you know. So that's what Nunes just has to do. You know, she has to be prepared to draw the fight out and just be patient with it, because Pena is not going to go down from the 1-2. And if she gets dropped, she's going to get right back up. So she's got to be prepared to go five rounds or until the quit shows in Pena, which is going to be a long time, I think. It's going to be a long time, man. Mark said technical Nunes equals make the fight boring, right? Yeah, that's her best bet. Because the thing is, Pena likes to go into the fire. She likes to initiate a good fight. You know, she likes to initiate a fight. She wants to put on a show. So the longer Amanda draws it out, it'll make her antsy and it'll make her reckless. So Nunes has got to be the smart one. Nunes can't go toe-to-toe. I don't recommend going toe-to-toe at all in this fight. You know, Nunes has to play keep away times or just sit back. It's going to frustrate Pena. When Pena wants to run in, boom, that's when she catches. Play the counterpuncher. Look for the openers to submit her like GDR did. Hey, GDR was kind of striking. The strike was even, you know, she was kind of striking even with Juliana Pena. It was actually a submission that won her to fight, which is crazy, you know. So luring Pena in the traps is important. That's another thing I say, you know, make traps, set traps for, you know, don't give her the chin, you know, don't give her a fight, you know, set traps, just lure her in. Because even looking at this recent interview, I don't think Pena and their game, their team, they didn't change too much in their game plan. You know, they just think they have the style to beat her. You know, so it's on Nunes to mentally adjust. You know, but can she mentally adjust? That's the question, right? Pena, let me see. What does Pena need to do? Well, round one, JAB. You know, Pena need to go straight for that jab. You know, straight back to the jab, test out the chin, test out Amanda's defense, her head movement. If her head ain't going anywhere, pump that jab out again. You know, just go straight back to that jab again. You know, just keep the jab in Amanda's face. Put the pressure on her behind it, then come back over the top with her own right hand. You know, I think Pena's 1-2 and her straight strikes have improved. You know, she said that back in the day, people used to clown her about her strikes. Yeah, you know, they very much well had to clown her for a reason, you know, because that striking wasn't that good. But I'm impressed with her jab now. You know, her jab has gotten better. So Pena's got long arms. She learned how to use them. So basic 1-2, that basic 1-2 to test out Amanda's chin again and see if she can draw her into a fight. That's why I think she should start. Don't be so heavy on her lead leg, you know, because that leg gonna get chewed up. And I think she need to be a little bit more light on her feet. That's another thing I'll say for Pena. And push the pace, you know, push the pace the same way she did the first fight. There's not a lot to change, because even though we say, well, some people say Nunes wasn't herself, I still think the gas tank issue was an issue in this fight, right? Or the first fight. The gas tank was an issue. I think it was. Because the minute Pena took the fight to the ground and made her grapple hard, took something out of her. Definitely took something out of her. I was looking at the GDR fight in Nunes. Nunes could do that for five rounds. You know why? Because GDR didn't have much of a ground game. Most of the time she was just laying there, right? But if you look at what Pena was doing, you know, Pena was constantly moving her, trying for submissions of her own on her back. Pena's active on her back. Let's give her credit. Like Pena, when she's on her back, she's working. Pena's always moving. She's always being active. Even when she was in there with Valentino on the ground, she's always moving. Sarah McMahon, Kat, she's always active on the ground. That's why I say Nunes has to stay away from that. But for Pena, round one, it's got to be in Amanda Nunes' chest. You know, don't let Amanda get off her range. You know, don't take shots. I mean, I know she says she can and she likes to walk into the fire, but let this be the one night when your chin don't hold up, right? YouTube user, what's up? He says she has skinny calves. Why she got dropped from one kick? Yeah. And you know, she's so front foot heavy. You know what I mean? Like, she's so front foot heavy on it that, bam, one kick from Amanda Nunes, which to me, that's her one of her biggest weapons. You got to be lighter on your feet. Wild Tiger says, see, you one of the Nunes fans I can respect because you keep it 100. Rest of these that ain't. Honestly, yeah, I like Nunes. I'm not like a big Nunes fan, but yeah, I'm a fan of him. I'm also a fan of Pena, though. Like, used to be a bigger fan of Pena, actually. You know, I was a bigger fan of Pena. You know, I picked Pena to win in all her fights except this Nunes fight. You know, I picked Pena to beat Valentina Shevchenko, but she disappointed me in that one, boy. I was pissed off. I was like, come on, Pena, you had this one. Yeah, I've been rocking with Pena for a long time. You know, I was hoping she went to Tough House. Yeah. You know, of course, before this channel and everything. Yeah, I always liked Juliana Pena. But, I mean, yeah, Nunes, I like her. But definitely ain't going to lie and say, oh, she going to just go in there and knock Pena out. She ain't. This fight is even now. Marcus, I'm not a fan of Nunes, but I have her win it. Yeah. It's just honesty, right? Even if you like Pena a lot, you just got to give Nunes the credit she deserves, you know? Well, let me see what I was going to say. What else for Pena? So for Pena, I say lighter on her feet, 1-2, push the pace, try to get the fight to the ground. And I don't know if y'all thought of this, body shots. Pena need to work the body this time around. That might make the fight interesting, you know? What she start kicking Amanda to the body? What do you think Amanda's reaction is going to be? Or like jabbing her to the body? She got this shotgun jab. Like, what do you think going to be her reaction when she start hitting Amanda right in that body? With like a 1-2... And then, you know, or either that, just like those side kicks to the body. I'm like, how's Amanda going to react to body shots? I mean, that could be good for just taking that gas tank away, you know? So that's one thing I would throw out there, you know, attacking man's body, you know, even in close with knees in the clinch, pushing their back, keeping it to the cage. And we're just wearing her down, mauling her. Because, you know, Manda is a very good puncher. But, you know, Pena is a tough brawler. She's a tough brawler. And there's no quit in her. There's no quit in her. But I will say this too. Don't take as many shots as you did in the first fight. Because let this be the night Amanda is on her game. If there were issues, right? Let this be the night where she put you to sleep. Because, you know, I was watching the boxing match. Well, I was talking, so that's how you and Coach, I can listen when y'all get predictions and get both sides on Twitch, which fighters and all that. Well, I appreciate you listening. I mean, I try, Wild Tiger, I try. I'm just giving, you know, the facts on what I see. Same as Coach, you know. Yeah, when he get into his breakdowns, yeah, I'm really listening because he really be going in on certain things. Yeah, I just do the same, man. Like, just trying to give it honest. James Perez, what's up? He said, I hope I won't be surprised if Pena whoops or Nunes retires. Yeah, that's a question. That is a question. That is a good question, though. You know, what if she will she retire? Will she retire? James G said Pena stands so stiff, though. Yeah, she's getting looser, though. You know, like, she's got some stiffness about her, but she moves pretty good, though. I mean, even on the ground. I mean, for somebody stiff, she can bang. She can bang, though. You know? But, yeah, I definitely say I don't want to see Pena take a bunch of punches, though, this time. Like, I wish he would kind of quit that mindset of being a wall. I mean, did she want brain damage one day, or did she really want to get knocked out? Or, like, has she not learned from GDR and Shevchenko that you could actually walk into the fire and get burnt up again, especially when you're dealing with a former two-division world champion? Like, there's certain things she could do that she did in the first fight, like the things I named, but the very last key to victory for her, like, Wild Tiger, are you listening? Like, the very big key to avoid getting that swollen eye and possibly getting knocked out is, you know, defense. Like, Pena's got to take her time and take away the power. And that's what I was going to say. See, there was a lot of stuff here. There was an interview, and Pena was talking about, yeah, they said in the corner, oh, yeah, right hand's right there. Why not just take it? Like, why not just walk in and take it? No, you don't take it. You're supposed to take it away. Right? Take away your fighter's weapon. I know you ain't the same as Valentina, but you got to take away the fighter's weapon. Like, Valentino shut down somebody's offense. That's what I want to see Pena do with Amanda's right hand. Not take the right hand, but take away the right hand. Because she was in her interview saying, you know, oh, I'm going to take the right hand again. You know, we're going to take it. We're going to walk right into it. Why? Why not just take it away? Just throw the jab out. You know, time. Use your timing. Step to your right. Take away the power. Like, don't take it head on. So she could do everything she did in the first fight, but in a much cleaner way. I know it got her a second round finish, but believe me, I don't think Amanda's going to be in there for, you know, I don't think Amanda's going to be in there ready to fold like she did last time. You know, I don't think she's going to fold like that last time. It might be a longer haul here. So when you get down to round three and four, let's see if you can still take them right hands, you know. Should be a good fight, though, y'all. Hang on. I had to hit some comments because they were, I had to go to YouTube and show comments because sometimes they still hide them. Hold on. Okay. Pine Key said Nunes said she's not retiring anytime soon. Okay. James G said, all right, y'all, so after this fight, if Pena wins, Caitlin's next, right? It should be. It should be Caitlin next. It should be. Bluebird was up. He said, I think Nunes will be patient, manage the distance, and use discipline striking and avoid directly engaging. Really, yeah, that's all she got to do. Like, Nunes can win it with the striking. Like, she can. Because controlled power, like the controlled power she has, she can make it work. She just got drawn into a very sloppy fight in the second round. And then when she started getting hit with shots, like, her mind frame was to keep coming forward. You know, maybe they trained for that. Maybe they trained to say, no, we're going to, you know, keep our range and stay a good distance from Juliana Pena and her 1-2, you know. But yeah, for Pena, that was the last thing I'd say for her is, you know, don't try to go in there and trade this time because, yeah, I was watching this fight. Was it Danny Garcia and Brandon Rios? This is a boxing match. But still, like, Brandon Rios, he liked to take punches. He liked to take punches round after round. Danny hits hard as crap. Danny Garcia hits hard as crap. So, you know, he keeps coming in. Keeps going to come in. You know, Danny's ripping him. You want to be a brawler. You want to keep stepping in. And your mind says, I'm going to keep coming. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. Right? So your body can tell you that. Your brain and your heart can keep going. But let it just be one good shot. And you out just like that. And that's what happened to Danny. Like, I mean, that's what happened to Brandon Rios. Brandon Rios wanted to keep going, but as soon as he took a right hand, his whole body shut down. He was out. So that could happen to Pena in this fight if she thinks she can walk through the fire constantly, you know? Because mentally, you say you'll be there, but you might not be there. That's why you need good defense. That's why, you know, you got the win in the fashion you did with great risk, but it might not always come that way, right? Let me see. I'm going to find this highlight knockout, and then I'll post it here. Let me see here. Because, yeah, this guy, y'all aren't familiar with boxing. Rios likes to brawl, push the pace. But the harder puncher is just patiently landing. The guy keeps on coming. Guy keeps on coming. Then, boom. One good right hand shuts him off. Heart probably wanted to keep going, but his brain said, nope, we ain't going nowhere. We out. You know, he got up, but that was it. Hold on. Yeah, click on this link and watch the very end of it. Yeah. And that's how I could see this fight going in this type of fashion somewhat. You know, if Amanda wants to keep pushing, Wild Tiger says she's out. Okay. Okay. Marcus said Nunes will have to decide which weight class she's going to be in because of all that going up and down. Yeah, I think 135 is going to be hard on her pretty soon, this age. And then you got to think 145 ain't got jack. MMA Art said, if Amanda Gas is out and got finished, she's done. She says she was considering retirement after the last fight. Okay, so she says, you said she's considering retirement. Then Pine K said she's not retiring anytime soon. I think it's just going to come down how bad the beating is. If that beating puts retirement into you, that's how it happens. Because I'm sure Joanna wasn't going to retire until she got planted, face planted, right? All right, got like 20 people. Make sure y'all hit that like button and I'll give y'all my pick. I finally give y'all my pick. So hit that like button and we'll do this pick here. This is a tough one though, man. How many times have I picked against Pena? Oh, you know what? I picked against Pena 2 times, actually. I think I picked Jermaine the Randomator to beat her, and I picked Amanda to beat her. But every other fight, I did pick Julieta Pena. Yeah. Even against Valentina. Yep, call me crazy. I thought she would have got it. I thought she could have got it done. Yeah, I think her weight cut was smart. I was telling y'all that in the Tough House. Like, she looked pretty trimmed down even in the Tough House. Like, maybe not on her weight, but she looked pretty decent. Like, she didn't look chunky or blocky, too blocky. All right. Get that thing to 15 likes, and I'm going to go ahead and do the pick now. Hit that like, and we will rock right now. Okay, so I'm going to stop playing. Okay, very good. 50-50 fight. Oh, man. I'm going to go out on a limb here. If Amanda has the champion's blood in her, and she really wants to get some get back. And that's how I'm kind of thinking. I think I'm going to pick Amanda again. I'm going to stick with Amanda in this fight again. For the various reasons, I think that she can pull it off. You know, I think she's going to be smarter with her hands, and she's not going to fall into the grappling, the heavy grappling with Pena this time. If Amanda is a proven champion, a warrior, you know, legend like we think, she should be able to figure Pena's style out now. Like, Pena doesn't do anything like too spectacular. She's just really strong, strong-willed, and she learns from her mistakes somewhat, but it's still her recklessness that kind of keeps me hard to pick her. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the one thing about her, man. Like, sometimes she just ain't got a storm coming out this way. So I'm probably wrapping it up pretty soon. Yeah, that's all I really had to talk about today. And I gave you my pick on the other fight, but yeah, I got a storm coming out my way. Call me crazy, but I don't know, man. If she's a proven champion, she should be able to make the right adjustments and get her belt back by fighting a patient fight, using her power to a much to her advantage, you know, in a smarter way. You know, like I say, landing the leg kicks, using her own jab and her own right hand in a much controlled way, technical manner. But sometimes it's tough. I don't know, man, because even when I look at boxing, man, some guys just have your number. Pena might be the one to have her number, too. I don't know. But I'm gonna stick with Nunes on this. I'm not gonna jump ship on this because I think that her style, like I was thinking last time, it can work. It'll work this time. I'm not gonna make them excuses, but if she did have issues last time and she did her weight cut right and she trained properly this time, I think this is the man that I was telling y'all the first time that I can beat Pena. I see it either going decision or possibly a stoppage where she has to chop Pena down. Like, I don't see her putting Pena on the back foot or intimidating Pena in any way, like on the ground or with any big shots. She's going to have to slowly chop her down and just turn her lights out. Whenever, you know, she's just coming forward, or Pena's going to walk into something reckless. That's just how I kind of see it. I think a controlled Amanda, more technical Amanda, like Marcus said, boring Amanda, can find those openings on a fighter like Juliana Pena. But then again, I could be wrong with this. She might go right back in there and say, oh, we're going right back to the ground the first round and gas Amanda out, right? Yeah, this was tough. This was tough now because there's a lot to factor in here. Wildest Moments, what's up? She said, lucky we are dying of thirst in Texas. Wow, there's a drought out there? Dang. Yeah, I'm about to have a big storm. I mean, it's been raining the past it's been raining on and off the past week here, but I get a good mixture of sun too. Like, get sunny days, and then by night it rains. So, yes, we get a good mix out here. Now here's a question though. Like, this is a question I'm gonna ask for y'all though. Look, do I want Pena to lose? No, I don't. I actually don't though. I don't, because I think she kind of brings some life to the division, you know. I still like her as a fighter, you know. I do. And I think she is good for the division. Not saying Nunes wasn't, but she's just been doing other things and, you know, juggling two weight classes. It kind of makes it hard for her to really decide what she wants to do. And jumping up and down in weight might really just make her age faster, if you will. Like, if it hasn't already, you know, that's a dangerous thing, jumping up and down in weight, especially, you know, when you get up to this age Amanda is, you know, wear and tear on your body. Always trying to make weight. So I don't know. It should be a good fight though. Well, let's say we haven't had rain in over a month, maybe more. Dang. Ground's about to crack out there. Yeah, we had rain out here every day. I'm trying to go to the beach tomorrow, but I don't think I can, man. I think it's gonna storm. See, as soon as I said that, Rumble. Robot Chickens, what's up? He said, can't wait for Nunes to show out again. Pena is toast. George said, Juliana can take a beating. She might channel Casagano and drop some suplexes on Nunes. She do take a beating, and that ain't smart. Like, I think that's, if anything, when Amanda wins this fight, because that's what I'm picking, Juliana, her downfall is going to be taking this punishment again. You know, I don't think it's smart to keep eating a lot of clean shots like that. Joe said he got a possible thunderstorm tonight. Oh, I got one right now. I heard there was a heat wave in like England too, man. That's crazy. I think that was the other week though. Yeah. So yeah, Nunes TKO decision. Yeah. I'll stick with that. Pena could go back and do it again, though. She could go back and do it again, man. That's why I like this fight, man, because I can't really pick. I'm just like, ready. I'm ready. I tell you one thing. I'm going to tell y'all one thing right now. I know what fight this is definitely going to be better than. You know, for all y'all complaining, like, not most of y'all in here, but there's some people out there that's been complaining about this fight, saying, I don't want to see this fight. Or they keep saying, oh, it's a bad rematch. I want to see the I definitely want to see it. I've just been busy, but I'm looking forward to it. But hang on. Let me find the picture here. I tell you one thing. It's going to be better than this fight. Should I do it? Yeah, here it goes. Look, it's going to be better than this fight right here. That's one thing I can promise y'all. If anything, I can promise y'all. I can either promise somebody going to have a swollen eye in this fight, and it's going to be better than this fight. Definitely gonna be better than this fight right here. Okay. All right. So who else we got on the card? Jocelyn Edwards and Jin Yoon Kim. For that fight. Oh yeah. Some of y'all's picks. I seen some of y'all picking. There you go. The wildest moments. Did you put your pick in there? Who did you say? I'm just picking out some people here. She said, look, am I late to the ride or die vibe? Pena's daughter did. Wow. lightning out here too, man. Sorry, I was just looking outside. Yeah, Jocelyn Edwards and Jinwoo Kim. I'm gonna go with Jocelyn Edwards. Jocelyn Edwards missed weight too, right? I think she was 137. Yeah, Jocelyn Edwards came in 137. And I mean, she just fought last month, so I'm gonna kind of give her a break. I'm gonna go with Edwards in this fight, though. I think Jocelyn Edwards, her striking, her stand-up has been polished up a little bit more. Just a little bit, you know, patience, discipline. And I think Jinwoo Kim, she can bang. She got some long strikes, but you can kind of punk her back sometimes. Like, you can put pressure on her. You can push her back. She doesn't have the best defense either. You know, she does get hit. I know Edwards, she can get hit, but I think Edwards has been working on some of those push kicks and her leg kicks a lot. And I think she's going to want to fight a more patient fight here. You know, she's going to want to try to keep range, and seeing how she's fought at a heavier weight, I think it might play more into her advantage here. You know, she'll have a little bit of power factor. And like I said, you know, working with Valentina, you know, they've been kind of polishing up her Muay Thai. I think she's going to have the advantage at a range. Now, I don't know, you know, Jinwoo Kim power could carry up to 135. I don't know, but sometimes I just think she just don't measure well, or sometimes she just don't get off enough. You know, she just don't really assert herself when she's in there. She's a big flyweight too, right? Now she'll be more than 135. Yes, I'm gonna take Edwards in this one. You know, like I said, Edwards ain't on weight either. She's probably gonna have some weight factor coming in here too. GP said, is Kim making the move to bantamweight? For this particular fight, I think she is. I'm not sure she's sticking to it, but yeah, she might. I know Myra Buena Silva is, but I'm not sure if she's gonna stick it out. She might. It might benefit her. Maybe that's why she's taking it. Because how big is she? Ain't she like 5'9"? Kim like 5'9 or something like that. And she ain't really like skinny either. She's 5'7. I think she's like 5'9. They list her 5'7, but she's pretty tall. But yeah, I'm gonna take Jocelyn Edwards in this one. So I'm gonna go with Nunes and Pena. Let's see what y'all got here. Let me read through some of these comments first. Robot Chicken said Kim damn near got finished in third fight against Priscilla. Yeah. Molly McCann kind of bullied her too in that fight. There were some times when Molly McCann was bullying her. Who else bullied Jinwoo Kim? I know Grasso pieced her up. Jocelyn Edwards, I mean, she's not too far from getting bullied too. I mean, what's her name? Jessica Rose Clark was taking her down, putting that work on her. I mean, not even putting work. She was just laying on her. She just did. Yeah, so Akira Rosa did too. So, you know, Edwards ain't like the strongest on her back either. So, but I just think she could outpoint her here, like she did her last fight against Pascual. All right, Robot Chicken said he got Edwards. Robot Chicken, Edwards and Kim. He said, I see more upside for Edwards. I'm leaning towards Edwards too. Okay. Wildest Moment says she taking Pena again. Zama said, I would pick Edwards, but she looked horrible. But anyway, I'm picking her. Yeah, she didn't look like the best in that fight, but I think she has somewhat better abilities when it comes to trying to be technical, you know? Robot Chick said, if Kim wins, I'll be happy. People think everyone can bounce back like Whaley. If Kim wins, I'll be happy. People think everyone can bounce back like Whaley. Yeah. So yeah, let's read some comments here if I get out of here. I'm talking about the weigh-in. Oh, you said she looked horrible at the weigh-in. Yeah, I guess she did. Couldn't make it 137. Yeah, Bluebird's in my heart is with Kim, but my money is on Edwards. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, Kim, you know, she delivers, you know, she's an exciting fighter. Uh-oh, Marcus Bell said Leah Letts is out of her fight with Chelsea Chandler. Uh-oh. Who are they going to get in her place at 135? Excuse me. All right, Leah Letts is out of her fight against Chelsea Chandler, y'all. When was that fight? October 3rd. What is going to happen? Hopefully they find somebody. I wonder what the issue was. Nothing disclosed yet. Okay. I don't see anything. At this point, with Peña Nunes, it's 50-50. You know, it's one of them situations where when I can't pick, I know it's going to be a good fight. You know, I enjoy them picks where I can't pick a darn winner. I'm like, uh-oh, I know this is going to be good. Yeah, Nunes at 135, though, man. I wonder how long she can hold this up. Well, she's going to have to hold it up because there's not a featherweight division. There's not a featherweight division for her. Oh, yeah. But what about this? I think this is something Stray mentioned in my comment section. Peña said, what did she say? The Stray was Nunes to win because Peña said something about why the flyweight division was created, right? Yeah, and I heard her say that in the interview the other day. She was like, you know, your featherweight ain't nothing going on there, right? She was like, the best fights for bantamweight. Really? I don't know. Like, right now, it's kind of in a transition. That's why they're kind of in the middle. Like, bantamweight, you have a lot of veterans and skilled fighters, you know, some big names there, you know, that been there and done that. But that's the thing, you know, bantamweight has a lot of been there and done that, you know, like Irene Holly, Sarah McMahon, GDR, Nunes, all of these fighters from like 2015 and 2016. So how are they really the best fights? So like, are they really, really like the best fights? I think they're the more experienced fights, but the way flyweight is transitioning, I think it has the possibility to be even better because a lot of these women that come, a lot of the women that are moving to the flyweight division, they feel more comfortable at this weight. That's why they created 125. 125 wasn't really created just for Valentina, you know? I mean, partly, yeah, because, you know, Shevchenko did state that that's not really her weight, but I think it was created more for a lot of the other women move that couldn't make straw weight and a lot of the small bantamweights. And it's working out, right? Because you have a lot of these women that aren't as tall as like Irene Aldana and filled out like Caitlin Vieira. So you have to have a division that's not too rough of a cut, or at the same time, you're not matching these shorter, there's so many shorter women against these big women that could possibly be featherweights, you know? So I don't really think it's about it just can't build one division by one woman. Valentina, I think it's a division that's, was created for a lot of them, like everybody you see in the flyweight division. You know, I mean, like I said, part of it is that, just like a very small part. because, you know, Valentina did go on record. You know, I talked about it in the video already that she said, you know, Amanda was too big, or mostly her size was what came into play on how she couldn't beat her. So where would Valentina need to go, right? She'd say, okay, if I can't be champion here, I'll need my own weight class. I need another weight class. At the same time, there's a lot of other women that need that same weight class that she does. So it was just like two and two. You know, it was just two and two to say, okay, well, Valentina's not the only one. We got these other ladies out here that can't really fill out featherweight, like Caitlin Chikag. You know, she's a tall, long fighter, but she's not really like bulky or physically strong. You got Lauren Murphy, who's a big flyweight, but might not fare well against the big bantamweight. So she moves down to flyweight. So it's just like a division, you know, that's, I think it's just made for, it's for all the women you see in there. Like, I don't agree with Pino on that. And the best fights at 135, maybe back in 2016 and 2017, but flyweight's been more exciting to me. You know, that's just me. Like I said, there's a lot of been there and done that's there now. I mean, back in whatever, 2016, like I said, they were fun to watch then. Those were the fights to make. But all of them have already been matched up now, just about. Not all of them have crowd-pleasing styles either. You know, I think fighters like Art Rujo, Manon, Valentina Grasso, and so on, they put on some good fights over there at 125. So, yeah, I just don't agree with that. Let's see. Eileen said, tough call. I go out on a limb and pick Pena for the mental and cardio edge. Yeah, that's one thing that keeps me kind of flipping back and forth. That mental and cardio edge is a big thing. It wouldn't be wise for me to pick over mental edge, right? I don't know. I might stick with Nunes on this one. I ain't confident in it. I mean, if I pick Pena, I wouldn't be confident. So, should be a good fight though, y'all. Bluebird said the woman move better at these lower, weights, better strength to weight ratio, right? Yeah. Ulysses, what's up? He said the UFC announced flyweight division 2 weeks before Valentina fought for the bantamweight title. Right. Yeah. I think that was her way of like trying to pluck it Valentina's feathers a little bit. Zama said, keep in mind, Shevchenko starts talking trash to Pena first. I submitted her. Well, she did. That's not really trash talk. That's facts. All right, y'all. It's been fun. But I am about to get off here. I see a storm coming up and that lightning is flashing. So let's wrap this thing up here. Right, yeah, Lizzie's, was she lying? Exactly. Like, there's one thing of trash talk, but then there's one thing about talking facts. And that's why I try to hold myself one over here. Like, I don't really like trash talk fighters. I'm just calling facts, right? It's based off of something. No, and that's not a fact. That is not a fact. Yeah, you say Pena got submitted by Valentina Shevchenko. Yeah, that's a fact. George said this fight might go to distance. If not, I can see Nunes KO and Pena, or Juliana submitted Nunes. Pretty much. Yeah, that's how I see it. Like, I see Nunes either winning the decision. If not, I see Nunes KO and Pena, or stopping her because, you know, she wanted to come into the fire. I hope, for her sake, you know, that Pena, with that attitude and the reckless attitude, it benefits her again, you know, just so she can keep bringing a some more fire to this division, you know. But I just don't know, man. I don't think so. It can only play out so long. Didn't work well with GDR, and it didn't work well with Valentina. So, but yeah, y'all, I'm about to roll out as the storm rolls in. Make sure y'all hit that like button on your way out. Hit the subscribe if you haven't. Getting closer to 1,000. And yeah, if you missed the stream, post your pick in the comments. But I think most of y'all already picked. Let me check the community page real quick. Wow, it's 50-50. I told y'all. Over 100 votes, and it is 50-50. That's crazy. Earlier, it was like 60-something percent for Nunes, 30 for, what's her name? Pena. But now, Pena Nunes is 50-50. Y'all go look at the results, 50-50 now. So I told y'all it was. Like, as many Nunes fans as she got out there, she's still 50-50. Eileen said, thanks. Stay safe and dry. All right, you too. And I'll catch y'all tomorrow. Maybe I'll do an after show, or I might do a fight companion. Yeah, y'all tune in. I might do a fight companion. No set time. It's when the fight starts. So the fight starts, y'all check for me. All right. Oh, Chin, what's up? Chin said Pena would beat a lot of bantamweights, but I would put money on that because bantamweights like Irene Ketlin are really big compared to Valentina. Yeah, I wouldn't put money on Ketlin. Pena Ketlin, that's going to be a tight fight, though. Because, yeah, their size come into play. But Pena's got activity. I give her activity over Ketlin. I think Ketlin would... Could I say Ketlin would be an easier fight than Irene? Ulysses said you can say whatever you want. You know, the truth is the flyweight division was not created for Valentina. It was necessary. Yeah. Yeah, Zaman. She said Val, not Pena. All right, let's see here. Very tough pick because we don't really know which version of these fighters are going to show up tomorrow. Yeah. If the same Pena shows up that's always on fire versus the Amanda that is on fire, everybody got it right this time. It's 50-50. You know, the first time I said, you know, I had to go with Nunes, you know, because she's already been proven. That's what it was with me. But yeah. Yeah, tune in tomorrow, y'all. I'm probably going to jump on and do the fight companion. And yeah, that's it for me. Combo Breaker 99. I am out. Subscribe. Catch on Fight Night. Peace.